He is the captain, midfielder, and obviously a key member of this team. Michael Bradley joins us on the telephone. Well, first of all, way to go. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. We're pretty excited.
Yeah, you're in Colorado now getting ready for a game, what on Saturday there?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So we're landed in Denver like an hour ago, and we're on the bus headed to the hotel now. So it should be a good few days.
How important was the quick goal? I mean, 12 minutes in, you score, it puts you up 4-1. I know you don't let down, anything can happen. But that was that really must have given you a level of supreme confidence.
Yeah, it absolutely did. I mean, you know, we feel confident we can score anywhere. And obviously, you know, in these two-legged series, away goals become important. And so, you know, for us to start the game off last night and you know, after just a few minutes, be able to get the goal that you know, kind of negated their away goal. And it really put things on our terms last night. It meant that, you know, we didn't have to extend ourselves, we didn't have to risk much. You know, the mentality and the, you know, the discipline to do exactly what we set out to do tactically and in terms of you know, making the game hard, making sure that you know, their important players didn't have easy nights. I thought all of those things were really, really good.
We'll turn your mic on there.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Mike. Michael, I'm fascinated by these like iconic soccer stadiums around the world. And Azteca obviously is one. You have scored there. You've played there many times, obviously, as a member of the U.S. national team. For those of us who are never going to get to experience Azteca in the crowd, can you just give a sense of what that stadium is like and what makes that experience different than, say, other stadiums?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, it is an iconic stadium. The history, the structure itself is massive. You know, over the years, it's interesting. They have modernized it a little bit. You know, 10, 12 years ago when we went to play there with the U.S. national team, it was still, you know, very much just cement and concrete. And over the years now, they've done a good amount of work to modernize it and give it some of the newer amenities. But the stadium is incredible. You know, it's steep. It seems like it goes up for miles. And, you know, the altitude plays a big part in things. You know, the ball flies around. You know, you struggle to catch your breath and to really – you know, move in the same ways that you normally would. So it's playing in Azteca is special. There's no two ways about it. It doesn't matter whether it's with the national team or whether it's with Toronto FC. I mean, it's, as you said, it's one of the most iconic stadiums in the world. And so, you know, every chance you have to play there is special.
How would you compare the level of intensity at Azteca versus some of the great European soccer stadiums you've played at?
Right there, you know, and depending on the night and the atmosphere and the situation, it can be more, you know. It so much of the atmosphere ultimately depends on how good or bad the away team plays. You know, when the game starts and the whistle blows, the home fans have energy and they're gonna be into things in a big way. And as the away team, if you can play in a way that puts the game on your terms, if you can, you know, take the you know, the air out of things a little bit and you know, start to frustrate them, then it goes a long way in terms of stifling the atmosphere. So it's always interesting. It's always, you know, regardless of how well you play, you know that whether it's America or the Mexican national team, they'll always have moments. They'll always have chances, and in those moments, then the crowd is into it and feels like you know, they're right on top of you. But again, I thought last night the understanding from our group to know exactly what it was going to be about, to make sure that we stuck together in every moment. You know, we we put the game on our terms when we needed to. It was a really, really mature, really, really professional performance, and it was a performance that fit a big team. So in those ways, we're all really proud of what went into it.
You mentioned the altitude, and you're not going to play in too many places where the altitude is more impactful than Mexico City. Tell me how you felt during the game. Is there a period where it catches up to you, and then do you recover from that and move on? What's it like?
You feel the altitude for sure. No matter what you've done in preparation, the altitude is real. You know, I mean, 7,500 feet. That's not nothing.
Yeah.
And obviously, the club did so much for us in the last few weeks in terms of sleeping tents to simulate higher altitudes, oxygen masks, everything. We left no stone unturned. We went down to Mexico 5-6 days early.
Right.
And so we did everything possible, and there's no doubt that it helps a little bit, but you'd be naive if you think that all of a sudden that was going to take it away. I've been playing in these places for a lot of years, and I think the only way to make sure that the altitude doesn't come into play at all is to be there for 3-4 weeks. And obviously, given what's going on in our season, schedule, no, we can't do that. And so, it's a mental exercise. You understand that you're not going to be able to play in the exact same way. You're not going to be able to do everything that you would do if the game were at sea level. But like I said, that's the reality of playing there, and we dealt with it in a really big way.
All right, part two. Leg one here in Toronto, there's an incident at halftime. I don't know how big it was, but something was made of it. And the concern was that there may be retribution when you get to Mexico City. Well, did something happen? Were you concerned that you might be adversely treated?
No retribution, nothing in any way. Obviously the Mexican press in the day or two leading into the game asked a lot of similar questions, and ultimately the answer is simple. In sport, there's supposed to be passion and emotion, and guess what, sometimes it can go a little bit too far, but that doesn't take away the respect that exists between two teams, between players, between clubs. And so look, it's this was two big teams, two big clubs with a lot of big players playing in a Champions League semifinal. And so you'd be crazy if you didn't think that there was going to be moments along the way where things started to spill over a little bit. But like I said, that's why we all love sport. Ultimately we were able to navigate both games on the field, off the field, and everything we needed to in a way that meant, we were the team that went through.
Before we let you go, we have not been told dates or times yet for the Guadalajara series. Do you know? Has anybody said anything to you?
It sounds like, and don't quote me on this, it sounds like Tuesday night, this Tuesday night at BMO, and then the return leg will be the following Wednesday in Guadalajara.
Yeah, that's what we heard too, but it's been unconfirmed so far from here too. Listen, congratulations on last night. What a stunning performance in both legs. And one more to go, and then you move on to as yet untrodden ground for MLS teams. We wish you good luck, and we thank you very much for your time, as always. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for having me, guys.